You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This past August in Lansing, the Death with Dignity Act was introduced in the legislature by State Representatives Sam Singh and Tom Cochran. Its stated purpose, to create a legally regulated method for terminally ill patients to have the option to get a prescription drug, allowing them to die when they choose. The issue has certainly been spotlighted in our state for decades, largely because of the late Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Currently, it's a dilemma that Ontario physicians are facing. In 2015, Canada's Supreme Court struck down the federal law prohibiting medically assisted suicide. Because of that, Parliament passed legislation clearing the way for doctor-assisted deaths. In Ontario, the service is now covered by the Ontario Health Insurance Plan. Any drugs required to help a patient die would be available at no cost. Dr. Brad Burke is a physician in Windsor who said assisted dying goes against his conscience, and he's making plans for the day when a patient asks him for help in dying. Dr. Burke, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Tell us a little about, first of all, the type of medicine you practice and where it is in Windsor that you practice.
Sure. I'm a physical medicine rehabilitation specialist, so our specialty helps to decrease pain, improve function, to improve quality of life overall. I work at the Windsor Regional Hospital doing inpatient consults, and also I do quite a bit of medical legal work.
Well, here we go. So medical legal work, this is perfect. So the Supreme Court decision happened early in 2015, and the laws changed this past June, allowing physician-assisted suicide. So I've got that right?
Yes.
What kinds of discussions and debates, Dr. Burke, did you have with other doctors in those intervening 16 months?
Well, it goes back and forth. There's a number of doctors, of course, who are opposed to physician-assisted suicide and want nothing to do with it. There's been a lot of debate, actually, amongst the provinces as to how they're going to roll this out. Ontario, for example, is forcing doctors against their conscience to refer patients for not only abortion, but also for physician-assisted suicide.
So every province is kind of taking its own approach.
That's right. It looks like there will probably be other provinces following Ontario right now. That makes Ontario really the only jurisdiction in the world that allows physician-assisted suicide that also forces doctors against their consciences to either perform the procedure or refer to someone else who will.
When you say against forcing doctors, so it says, the system says you could, if you can't do it, you can refer that patient to another physician who is willing to assist. Why does that still pose a problem for you?
That's like being an accomplice to a murder. Think of it in this way. Imagine you or someone came up to me and said, you know, I want to die, but I want to make it look like a murder. I don't want to make it look like a suicide. So I want someone to kill me. And, you know, it might be to defraud insurance company, life insurance company, or something of that sort. And imagine if I said, well, you know, I can't really pull the trigger of the gun, but here, let me find someone who will. And so I arrange to have someone kill that person. In a court of law, I would be criminally charged with committing a crime.
Now, has anyone requested your help yet?
Not yet. Not yet. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario is kind of playing it a little low right now. So even if someone was to complain to them, they'd probably drag their heels for a bit. And the reason for that is because it's in the courts right now. There's a lawsuit against Ontario for this policy that they have. So they're trying to keep it quiet right now because anything like that would actually have people feel sorry for the doctors because they're being forced against their conscience to do something they don't want to do.
Take us into the room with you, Dr. Burke. Let's say a patient comes to you seeking help in dying. What kind of alternatives would you offer? How would you counsel that patient?
First of all, I'd listen to them and listen very closely to the reason why they want to die. Most of the time, patients just don't understand what good palliative care is or what doctors do. That seems to be one of the reasons why so many people in Canada agree with it, is because they don't understand that doctors who perform palliative care can help relieve pain in a number of different ways. They think palliative care is just making the person live for as long as possible while they're suffering. Palliative care involves providing pain medications to help with their pain. I would help the person understand that they can request different procedures, different pain medications. And what doctors do is, I'm also a pain specialist, so we keep escalating the pain medications for someone who's terminally ill. And there's no fear of addiction, right? Because these individuals are going to die. So we keep going up on the pain medications to help make them comfortable. And so when they are in the terminal stages of their disease, we can do many things to help relieve their suffering. And that's actually what most people want. They just want to be comfortable when they die, and that's what good palliative care can do.
How far are you prepared to go in resisting this law, Dr. Burke? I mean, are you prepared to lose your license to practice medicine in Ontario?
I am. I've made plans in case that does happen. So I renewed my Michigan medical license. Even though I do practice in Canada, I actually live in Michigan, and I only practice in Canada. So right now, things are set up the way where I'm living. I'm even board certified in the U.S., so I could start practicing in Michigan next week and give up my Ontario medical license altogether.
So you've got a plan B. Do you know other doctors who are building a plan B as well?
They're not as in good a situation as I am right now because they're living in Ontario. They'd have to move to another province or country to work. So some in Ontario might end up moving to Alberta, or they could move to the U.S. God's put me in a good position right now where I can start working immediately in a different country if I need to.
I'm wondering what impact you think we in Michigan could see from this new legalization in Ontario between either physicians maybe moving to Michigan or maybe Michiganders going to Ontario to seek physician-assisted suicide.
Well, you could see doctors who live close to the border in Windsor giving up their medical licenses and now practicing in Michigan. You could see that. I don't think that those in Michigan could go across the border and receive the services. I don't think that's allowed just yet. I think you'd have to be a resident of Ontario.
So if a physician like you or a faith-based hospital system will not offer a patient medical assistance to die, those patients would have to find an alternative medical system, even when they're in the most terrible health in their lives. How are they supposed to pick up and move to another hospital?
That can be difficult. Sometimes the patients or a patient advocate or the family members would be able to seek out other doctors, other facilities who would perform the procedure and allow a transfer like that. I don't think there's any doctors who would try to prevent a transfer like that. They just don't want to be responsible for an actual referral for such. So in some cases, it might be it might be difficult for the patient, especially if they did not have any family members who could advocate for them in that manner. What the CPSO should do, what the Government of Canada should do, is strike a balance between the rights, supposed rights of those who want to die with the freedom of conscience of doctors who don't want to refer against their conscience.
And how far along is the legal challenge? What's your feeling as far as how that might come down in Ontario?
I heard that things were scheduled tentatively for the winter 2017, but I heard they're trying to get it moved up to this fall to have a judge hear the case. Right now, there are no individuals that have lost their medical licenses in Ontario, but as soon as that court challenge goes through, it's a possibility that it could start right away.
A moral dilemma for physicians in Ontario. Dr. Brad Burke, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.